Hi, hello, and welcome to the show. I'm Kat, your host, and today I want to talk to you about your cycle, your menstrual cycle, that is. Because a couple of months ago, I read a book by Alyssa Whitty, which is called In the Flow, and I could say it changed my life. Because I might be stupid, I don't know, or not knowing, but I found out so much about myself, about my body, about how we are pretty much animals. We are, yes, we have to live in accordance with the laws of our bodies, of our nature. And as much as we would like to have like the upper hand and know what we're doing, well, in the end, we do not. Our hormones are calling the shots. They are ruling our lives. And I think we need to know this. So this episode is to get you more in tune of why you're doing things, what is happening in your body, how you can use it, and how you just have to let it do its thing. So first, your cycle. I will begin at the beginning because I do not know how much people know nowadays. Quite honestly, back in the days when I was a kid, we had sex education at school, but that was pretty much, this is the female body, this is the male body, and this is a baby, we're done. And, well, we did have Pravo. I don't know if this is, I think it was a teeny magazine in most countries. It was pretty successful in the 80s and 90s. And that was pretty much all of the education I got. And I think there's so much, especially girls, should know about their brain, about their bodies, how they need and should live with it, because it's there and it's good. Like, nature did an awesome job in setting our bodies up, and we can use it to our advantage, but we need to know about it first. So we are starting. So your cycle is between, you know, your first day of bleeding and until the next day of bleeding. This is basically a cycle. You know, it's coming month in, month out. It's coming again and again and again. And that cycle, this time of approximately 28 days, is comprised of four phases, which are called the follicular phase, the ovulatory phase, the luteal phase, and the menstrual phase. The menstrual phase is the one you know. This is where you're bleeding. The other three, the follicular phase, is the one where the follicles are ripening, where your ovaries are working overtime. Ovulating phase is when you're ovulating, when you're most prone to getting pregnant. And then you have the luteal phase, which is basically the one right before you're bleeding, where everything is settled down, waiting. So these four phases have different hormonal values. So your body responds differently. You might know it, especially like in the luteal phase, you have PMS right before you're menstruating. These are your hormones like going crazy in your body. And all phases, because of the different values of hormones in your blood, they do have different requirements when it comes to eating, your nutrition. Of course, it should always be like very fresh, very nutrient rich every day throughout your whole life. But during particular phases, you have different needs when it comes to balancing your hormones. For example, there are seeds which are absorbing too much of your estrogen, which could lead to problems in the end. And you might have different levels of fitness. For example, in the follicular phase and the ovulatory phase, you are really energetic. You have lots of energy to burn. You want to try new things. You want to express yourself. You're very outspoken and you want to just move and have fun. When it comes to the luteal phase and the menstrual phase, like when you're bleeding, you might not feel like anything. You might just want to stretch a little bit. You might rather take a nap And that is also okay, because your body has different levels of energy because of the hormonal phases. So your fitness and your sports regimen should be very much informed by your menstrual phase and not by the latest fitness fad and the latest fitness craze like a HIIT workout. HIIT workouts really take from your energy. They really take up lots of strength and you're just spent by the end of it. And if you are in a luteal phase and you do that, you might be like done for the day. You cannot focus on anything anymore. You don't have energy for anything. Whereas if you do it like in the ovulatory phase, in the first part of it, you might feel energized after it. So don't do one workout and then decide whether it's for you or not. Look which kind of cycle phase you're in to determine if this works for you or not. Because that actually might lead to a fitness regimen which is really beneficial for your psyche and your body. Because if you're doing the same movements, the same sports, day in, day out, on the one hand, you're getting bored. On the other hand, your body has one-sided stress because it's maybe just cardiovascular or it's just strength or it's just stretching. But if you go with your cycle phases and you cycle through very energetic movements, through to very slow breathing, stretching things, within a month, you get like a whole holistic workout done. It's way easier than getting it all done in 1 hour because, side note, the male body is very different. Their cycle is 24 hours, which, funnily, all our work and life days are built upon. Like usually, if you have like a workout, you can download somewhere, you can do it in the gym, usually it's like this tiny thing. It's like your cycle in one. You have like a warm up and you have something slow and then you have like something very energetic and it takes a lot of effort and you have the stretching and the breathing and then you're done. Well, this is what works for men maybe, but not for women. You need to cycle through the different workouts, through the different energy levels throughout your cycle. And I find that really nice because when I was like in my heydays of fitness, I was doing fitness about 5 to 7 times a week, to be quite honest. I was like, what am I doing today? What is the most beneficial? What should I do? What do the gurus say? And I was like kind of desperate of finding the right kind of mix. And now it's so clear. Well, yeah, this week is dedicated to really strength training, to lots of effort and like not many reps, but high weight. And another week is more like yoga and Pilates. And the other one is like pure cardiovascular HIIT workouts. So I can cycle through all of it and get the benefit for my body and feel energized after each workout because I'm syncing it to my cycle. And then it comes to time management, which I found really interesting. I think I got more of it from another book, which funnily I can't remember. Oh, Do More, I think it's called. I loved it. It's from Kate Northrup. Now I got it. It's Do More by, or Do Less. Oh, I think it's Do Less by Kate Northrup. But actually you're getting more done by doing less because you are matching your energy and your focus with your cycle phases. You have your four phases, like we had the follicular, the ovulatory, the luteal, and the menstrual phase. And you can go through projects, basically, in that cycle, in these 28 days. Because, like, in the follicular phase, you like new things, you like to try new things, you want to garner new inspiration, you might like to network, you're like really outspoken and you're just interested and you're like all over the place. So this is really good in an initiation phase of a project. And then like in the ovulatory phase, you're really good at talking with people, you're really good at marketing, you're really good at going out there and promoting yourself, your work, your projects. In the luteal phase, you're pretty much in the, how do you say that, dotting all your I's and T's and getting it all done, finishing the work, getting the details done. You're more like inward bound. you want to work for yourself, you want to finish things, you want to round the project up. And the menstrual phase, you're basically in the evaluation phase. You're done with the project, you're now getting the learnings out of it, you're adjusting things, and then you can try again. So if you try to match the to-dos of your days, your weeks, your months, your life to your phases, where you're really good at, when are you good at networking? Try to put all your networking events in your ovulatory phase. Putting all your finishing and deadlines, those things in the luteal phase that you really can work and concentrate on those things. And if you want to try new things, if you want to brainstorm with your team or alone, put in a luteal phase and try, not in luteal, in the follicular phase, like in the beginning of your cycle, to get like as much creative inspiration. So you can really make the most out of your time by matching it to your cycle phases. Of course, each person, each woman is an individual. You might be different than the woman next to you. The cycle phases might be different. You know, they might be more strict or they might overlap more. You have to try it. You have to find it out for yourself. That's the beauty of it. But every woman has those cycle phases, and to use them to your advantage is really a superpower that we can harness. Because as I said before, our bodies and minds do not work like those from men. They are like in tune with the 24-hour rhythm, which our society, I don't know why, but it has adapted to. So you need to figure out how to use our societal 24 hours with your cycle phases. And quite honestly, it's not only about fitness, but it's also about your overall health. When you are syncing your levels of hormones, your energy levels, with your particular rhythm of life, if you are not stressing your body out by putting it under a lot of stress during the menstrual phase where you really can't, because your body is basically bleeding. I mean, tell anyone, oh, you're bleeding. Yeah, could you please do the high intensity workout now? Well, you would say, no, I'm bleeding. But, you know, it is supposed to be normal. It is normal. It is natural. But still, your body is doing a lot of work. So listen to it. Listen to your body because it's telling you something. Listen to your mind, whether you can focus or not. This will make up so much of your long-term future health. And it will have a lot to do with your long-term success. Again, whichever way you define success could be whatever you want. But in order to have success, you need to be in tune with your body and your mind. I know we all have that very male-dominated picture of success, like being that very high-striving 60-hour work week financial guru thing on Wall Street. This has been probably from the 80s when Wall Street was a thing. So you need, as a woman, help me and us define what success is. It doesn't have to work in the 24-hour rhythm. We can have success in tune with our bodies, in tune with our mind, and just define it new and just make it a thing. Say, oh, I can't there. I can't do that 4 days of energetic workshopping because I will not be good at it. And make it a point. And I think most women will now say, oh, I don't want to, you know, discuss my cycle with someone. Yes, your cycle is something private. But I feel we have to open up the conversation because I don't know when, but we all agreed that, yes, the male biorhythm is the one we need to work with. Well, we don't. That's what I think. Yes, at the moment we do have that, but we can change it. Women are 50% of society, of the people. We have the same voice, and I might have said in an earlier episode, we need women. The world is going down the drain. It is, you know, being destroyed. We need women. We need women with all their strengths, with all their energy. And I think we as women have to step and say, okay, this is how I can work. This is my rhythm. We work with it. So no matter whether you make a big thing out of it and talk about it in public, just for yourself, try it in your little world. How can I cycle sync my life? How can I cycle sync my work with it? And how can I make that an important part of the public conversation? And if you happen to be a mother, have this discussion with your kid. Because I think if girls start their menstrual cycle when they're like in their early teens, like with 12, 13, 14, 15, something around their age, and they learn from that time on that their cycle is good, that they have to listen to their bodies, that there are different hormone levels, that they will think differently, act differently, live differently, feel differently throughout the month, and that is a completely normal thing, and that they should never allow anyone to say something like, oh, you're PMSing again, because we all heard that, I think. They should say, no, I am in the third phase of my cycle, shut the fuck up. That's what I think. And I want them to normalize it. I didn't grow up with the knowledge. This has not been taught at school. And if you want to read something really interesting, which is also part of that discussion, which is The Female Brain, which is one of the most important books any woman can read, I think. It's about from being a kid onwards, from being like a baby, the brains are marinated in hormones, like even in the womb. And in different phases in your life, which is being like when you're like 2 years old, when you're like in your teenage years, there's coming a huge flood of hormones, whether you're a girl or a boy, but it's different. And on one hand, we have testosterone for the boys, and we have the estrogen with the girls. And estrogen is wreaking havoc on body and mind. And that's why teenagers are so fucking crazy. I know I have been crazy. And I know they're not in the right space to discuss those things because they're like just, you know, all the synapses are like being cut off. But at least they know. You know. You can deal with it. And even if some decisions seem like a big thing to your kid when they're like in their teenage years, you might be able to come through to them knowing this is just hormones. You might be able to put it in the right perspective. You might know why she is deciding like that, why she is feeling like that. And I think that should be part of the school curriculum. I think every girl and boy, or basically every boy and girl in a Western school knows this is a female body, this is a male body, and this is how, you know, a baby gets made. You can touch on that, but more importantly, touch on what happens with your body and your mind during the cycle phases. This is not touched upon in school, and this is the most important piece of information for girls to develop a very healthy sense of self, which I think is the basis for leading a life you love, leading a life where you can fully say, this is who I am. This is my body. This is what's happening. And I am an animal, which is part of nature, because our brains are just driven by hormones, as I said in the beginning. So I think I've come to the point where I'm just repeating myself over and over again. I don't want to bore you. So this is the end of the episode. I hope you get those two books. I'm going to link them in the show notes, because these two books, like In the Flow from Melissa Vitti, and The Female Brain, these are the two most important books I think every woman should read. So I'm going to end. Thank you for listening. I hope you got something out of this episode. And I hope and look forward to talking to you next week. Bye.